We're back on with Corey Kovacs, fisheries biologist with the DNR out of Newberry, and I appreciate some more of your time.
No problem at all, Adam. I'm glad to be here.
Let's continue our Eastern UP report here for ice fishing first. When we left off with you earlier this hour, we were talking about those lakes south of Hiawatha, mostly panfish lakes in pretty good conditions now, too, for getting around. Let's go further west.
Sure. Moving further west, you can start looking at the Autran Lake and Autran Basin. You know, the larger water bodies, the ice is taking a little bit longer to set up on those waters. But the guys who are venturing out, they're starting to look at the northern pike, the yellow perch, as well as the walleye. Local CEOs have checked a few anglers there on Autran Lake, and they've actually reported some catches of walleye and some northern pike. So they were happy to hear that because they live not too far from there, so they're going to be heading out themselves. But
nice.
Autran Basin, same deal. Looking at some better northern pike fishing there, as well as maybe even some smallmouth catches, believe it or not, and some panfish. So panfish do seldomly show up there, but they are showing up there here recently. So that's a good opportunity. Not too far from Munising and not terribly far from Marquette if they want to venture that way. Get over to the Gwynn area. There's a few inland lakes over there, like Orley Lake, for example, or Big Trout Lake. There's some decent panfish opportunities in those waters. Orley Lake is stocked with brown trout, splake, and some lake trout. So that's an opportunity there. It's not too far from a populous center. And, you know, the ice conditions usually hold up fairly well. So that's something I want to put on the people's radar when they're heading out for some opportunities inland.
All right, Corey, let's get into the brook trout regulation changes. And I know there's a ton of brook trout streams in the eastern UP that you're in charge of managing, so to speak. So I want to get your take on that. What's going on with the new brook trout regulations?
Yeah, so as many anglers probably know, the NRC instituted the additional five fish on 33 streams across the Upper Peninsula. And those reaches, you know, again, offered an opportunity to get five additional fish. So with the NRC's decision here this month of January, they've decided to remove that, and now those 33 streams no longer allow the additional five fish. Now we're back. We're back to that five fish bag limit only on those streams. So that's something that anglers are going to need to pay attention to coming out this spring when the season opens, that last Saturday in April. But we're right back to where we were with the five fish bag limit for brook trout.
What about brook trout lakes in the eastern UP? Anything new or anything to talk about there?
Yeah, that's a great segue, Adam. In fact, the NRC last fall approved an extension on our season for Type A and Type B lakes. And what that did, it extended it to Halloween now. So the traditional season closure was on September 30th. Now that season for Type A and Type D lakes is being extended to the end of October. But our brook trout lakes year-round, inland waters, no, we do not have many of those. And if we do have any that are open, and those are typically ones that are unlisted, such as not designated as a trout lake.
Corey Kovacs, fisheries biologist for the DNR out of Newberry, and I really appreciate the updates and ice fishing reports for the Eastern UP.
Absolutely, Adam. It's a pleasure.
We'll catch up with you again real soon. This is The Outdoor Show.